Brad, what have you done now?
This is the Brad Gilmore Show on demand. On demand.
What's going on, y'all? This is DJ DMD, and y'all are checking out the Brad Gilmore Show on demand right here.
What's going down? It's your homie Dope Easy, the Southeast Beast, and make sure you tune in to the Brad Gilmore Show.
WCW champion, and you're listening to the Brad Gilmore Show. Can you dig that, sucker?
On demand.
On demand.
On demand.
Please welcome your hosts, Brad Gilmore, Ashley Imani, and DJ Motai.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the 64th edition of the Brad Gilmore Show.
On demand.
Ooh, that on-demand was my best one ever, but whatever. Welcome to the show. Thank you for tuning in via iTunes, via Podbean, via Stitcher Radio. If you went to bradgilmore.podbean.com/mobile and hit the Save to Home Screen button and you have the Brad Gilmore Show app, more props to you. However you get the show, thank you for listening. We got a big show today, great show today. My one and only man, 100. is coming on the show to talk his new mixtape, Summer Breeze, and much, much more. So stay tuned for that. Also, before we get into anything else today, it's an epic day here on the Brad Gilmore Show. What's going on today is the official launch, or whatever you want to call it, the expansion of the Brad Gilmore Show. In so many different ways. We're gonna be bringing you new content. Man, it's late at night, guys. I'm sorry. I'm doing this at, like, nighttime. I've been talking all day. And, you know, I mean, it's just one of those things. I'm getting a little tired, getting a little rusty, if you will. But anyway, it's a big momentous occasion. The expansion of the Brad Gilmore Show is here. What that means, it's a network now of interweaving, interlocking podcasts. I made the decision that I wanted to give the people more content than just the every Monday show. So what that means now is there's going to be different shows, different topics, different podcasts going on all the time here on the Brad Gilmore Show channel. And so pretty much now you'll get more than just your everyday Monday morning Brad Gilmore Show. You'll get shows like Archived, which kind of goes back in time, if you will, and we play some classic episodes from the Brad Gilmore Show in its early incarnations on Optimo Radio, on Local Live Houston, and on GMT Radio with the Brad Gilmore Show at night. So all those old episodes, there's about 75 of them, you'll be able to hear each and every single one of them here now on the Brad Gilmore Show on demand. You'll also get shows like The Announce Table, which was a short-lived podcast by me and Kyle Hubbard, and it's covering significant events in professional wrestling, and you'll get all those classic episodes. I wouldn't say classic episodes, but all the episodes that aired before, which include us talking about the Montreal Screwjob, The Undertaker's undefeated streak at WrestleMania before it ended to Brock Lesnar. So see what we thought about before it ended. And then also, you know, we talk about CM Punk leaving, and we're going to have new episodes coming more, not just with Kyle as my co-host. We're going to have other guests on the show to talk about these significant events in pro wrestling history or sports entertainment, whatever you want to call it. So there'll be that show. There's going to be a show called 1 Hour Broadway, which will be one-on-one conversations with people in the professional wrestling industry, talking about the ins and outs of it, more than just interviews, but it's going to be interview-based, 1 Hour Broadway. One of those episodes will actually debut tomorrow under the banner of Tat Talk, with Chuck Rice, Charles Rice, publicist to Booker T, also best friend to Kurt Angle, used to work for TNA Wrestling, and much, much more. PWA, ROW here in Houston. There's going to be all kinds of shows. In case you missed it, it's another show with it'll feature interviews from people you know in the Brad Gilmore Show world. So anytime I'm interviewed by someone else, we'll put it on In Case You Missed It. If Monty or Motai or Peaches or Kyle Hubbard, who's ever interviewed, we'll throw it up on there on In Case You Missed It, just to make sure to catch you up on stuff that we've been promoting and working on as well. There'll be tons of new shows, you know, coming out tomorrow as well as me and Matt Topolsky's interview with Harrell Wrestling Talk in promotion of Summer of Champions, which, by the way, we got to talk about Summer of Champions here in a second. So, yeah, just so many shows, so much more content. And it's all for you, the listener. And so nothing will change. You'll still subscribe to the Brad Gilmore Show on demand. Every Monday morning, you'll get your podcast, your Brad Gilmore Show podcast, like you're listening to right now. And you'll also, just throughout the week, get just different shows covering, you know, different, you know, parts of entertainment, different parts of media, different sports. You know, we might even review movies coming up. I have an idea for a movie show. So, I mean, there's just the possibilities are endless, and the podcast will also be. So if you like that that content coming to you every week and you want it more than just one time a week, so continue to subscribe to the Brad Gilmore Show. You'll get tons of new content, and you're going to love each and every single episode of it, brother. But that brings us to today's show. We have 100 on the show. He's promoting his new mixtape, Summer Breeze, and his album, Field Sobriety, on the way. We talk about all that. We talk about Nicki Minaj and her G-string for the Anaconda cover. So make sure you stay tuned for all that talk. And also, I want to promote a couple dates we got coming up. I have coming up August 7th. Actually, August 7th is a big day for us with 2011. We're going to be attending the Houston Press Music Awards, where we're nominated for Best Rap Group. I'll give you my full rundown of that award show on next week's Brad Gilmore Show on Demand. But hopefully we win. You know, if you voted for us, thank you. If not, you know, it was just an honor to be nominated. It truly is, and it kind of now sets us apart and kind of lets everyone know, like, hey, we're coming. Check out that new single, Dance Floor to the Sun, on iTunes and SoundCloud and Spotify and all that good stuff right now. But yeah, so August 7th, that's going down at 6:30. You can get tickets if you want to come to the award show. Just go to HoustonPress.com. But later on that night, August 7th, the Ignorance pre-show. Stox is throwing a pre-show for his EP coming out, Ignorance, later this month. And he's got everyone on it, including 2011. And I'm hosting it, but also come out and see Ray P, see Stox, see a bunch of guys. I'll be hosting. That's at the Eastdown Warehouse, I think 830 McKee Street. Just go over to Stockzilla OTOS on Twitter, or you can go check out my Instagram. There's information posted there, at Brad Gilmore on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, all the same. That's August 7th. August 8th, I'll be at Warehouse Live hosting the Love Life show with 100 Showstopper, or Stoppa, I guess, 100 Stoppa, Doe Man, and Dwayne Wavy, Dwayne Jackson. And it's going to be an awesome show. That's going down 8-8 at Warehouse Live. Tickets, just go to my Twitter. All that information's on there. And then the following day, 8-9, another live television taping of Reality of Wrestling is going down. You don't want to miss this taping. Carlito will be in the building, and you don't know if you watch Summer of Champions. That was a weird way to go off the air. You know, Carlito came out after the mysterious Q1, the Reality of Wrestling Heavyweight Championship, in a steel cage match. He and Diamond Dallas Page were celebrating in the middle of the ring, and then Carlito comes out and just kind of looks and applauds. So, I mean, I don't know if that was just him actually showing his gratitude and his appreciation for the hard work Mysterious Q put in, or was that him challenging Mysterious Q to a match? I don't know. I don't know what that meant, but we'll see how it all goes down this Saturday, 8-9, at the Clear Lake Sports and Recreation Complex at 16511 Diana Lane. Our first show since our first iPay-per-view, the Summer of Champions, which was an awesome show. If you tuned into the special edition of the Brad Gilmore Show last week, you know, we had Devon Dudley, Diamond Dallas Page, Queen Charmel, Stevie Ray, Abel Andrew Jackson, Paula Tix, Cinema, Sergey Volkov, Ruthless Ryan Davidson, and I co-hosted with the guys from Nerdist, Johnny LaQuasto and Chuck Rice. And it was just an awesome, awesome show. If you haven't checked that out, go listen to episode 63 of the Brad Gilmore Show on Demand. And you'll definitely love that show if you're a wrestling fan. But Summer of Champions was an awesome, awesome show. You can still watch it at realityofwrestling.com for just $4.99, a dollar of which goes to the Booker T. Fights for Kids Foundation. So by watching our show, you'll be helping put kids through college, which is an awesome cause. So, I mean, if you like wrestling and you like helping out kids with education, go to realitywrestling.com, click on the order banner at the top of the page, and you'll be able to go watch Summer of Champions iPay-per-view featuring Devon Dudley, DDP, Mysterious Q, Samoan Beast, Stevie Ray, Jinder Mahal, a.k.a. Raj Singh, formerly of WWE, So many guys. Rich Brennan. Shout out to Rich Brennan, WWE. At Rich Brennan, WWE, if you want to go follow him on Twitter. Anthony Pratt, to you Reality of Wrestling fans, he came back and called the entire show with my colleague Matt Topolsky. I was on ring announcing duty, which I was more than happy to do because Rich, such an awesome, awesome talent. So great to have him back. I need to get Rich on the show. I need to talk to the WWE publicist, see if I can't get Rich on the show because he's awesome. He's an awesome, awesome guest. So we'll try to clear that interview. But hopefully y'all stay tuned in for the interview with 100. Like I said, it's an awesome show here on the Brad Gilmore Show. The rest of the week, you'll be getting all kinds of podcasts. So stay tuned. I know my voice is going out, and I don't have my notes in front of me. So, and I'm on this like rig setup because Ava Levin's out in Chicago right now playing Lollapalooza with the wrestlers. Big shout out to Ava Levin. He'll probably be on the show next week. Maybe we'll chat about Lollapalooza and his experience. But make sure you check us out, man. 2011.bandcamp.com, facebook.com/2011music, at 2011 on Twitter. Thank you if you voted for us for the Houston Press Music Award. I'm going to be giving you an update next week. But right now, you know, let's just get into DJ Motai's Monday Morning Music Mix here on the Brad Gilmore Show On Demand. And then we'll be back with more of the show, including our interview with 100. So stay tuned to the Brad Gilmore Show
On the Mail.
Oh, yo.
I'm wrecked up. I rock Gucci, Louis, Hermes, I can't fit shit exact. Rubber bands on my racks like I'm out of selling packs. Your girlfriend say you're slipping, so I'm picking up the slack. So I pick her up, dick her down, then I bring her back. B-H-O in this hoe, man, that's all the real play. Told my waitress, take them sparkles off of bottles on the way. Know them feds in the watching, gotta keep it low key. Go anywhere in my city, and I bet they know me. I be gripping on that ass, bitches say I'm disrespectful. At your bitch last week, nigga say I'm disrespectful. Told her hop up in that ride, they know your man ain't gon' catch you. If I want her bad enough, best believe I'ma get you. In the club every week like I get paid in this bitch. Throwing money everywhere, they need a maid in this bitch. I can do this shit for days, I've been paid in this bitch. Reppin' Texas South, niggas, I was made in this bitch.
Now every time they see me ball, all them bitches on my sack. Boy, I been had hoes, you just got them cause you rap. You be making up shit, helly dollars spitting facts. Got that Chevy on the streets, now I'm working on the lap. Know I'm something like a pimp, and I'm something like a Mac. Mac and Grizzly, no, you really never been up in no trap. But I bees in your bitch, and she down for a menage. Got my 2 chains on, every time you see me floss. Hold up, money too young, better grow up. Know what, bitches on dick when I show up. Roll up, stay real high with my low sun eyes. And it ain't no lie, I'ma blow up. So what, rockin' diamond, no Lisa Ray. You funny money, you Stevie J. You boys right when it come to pay. Can't see the paper, y'all never play. We all stars. You bitch nigga, big guns, we drench niggas. Niggas on that whole shit, we big dogs to you bitch nigga. Rich nigga, well not yet, by all bets I'm a prospect. You been rapping, how long? Then why you niggas ain't pop yet?
I don't wanna hear another line about the fucking grind. Niggas snitching, giving times, my brody got a dime. We gotta hustle, get them racks, stay moving them packs. Don't hit the house, it's all the trap, cause it's all in the rain. Told a bitch with my Louis high, motherfuck the world, man, I'ma do me. Got real strikes in the hood, I'm good. When you come around it like who we hold up with, my shit so cold it's frigid. I'm low key surfing, then I go drive a Bentley. Grade A got the Benz, couldn't dream this bitch. Man, them half ass niggas never seen this shit. Ain't competing with them lames, niggas know I'm disrespectful. You a bitch, so stay in line, these niggas know that I check. I'm on my own shit, no D Ryan, I'm a grown man. Gotta step by safe for new bins, my kicks so red, them new bins. I been hitting in the 8, so it's fuck.
Check 1, 2, what it do?
Run it, big dog, so I keep a bad bitch with me. I think your baby mama was the last bitch with me. I treat the Rover like it's Rover, tell it bet your hoe. On my worst day, I can catch a hoe. I like them red like my pit bull, and I keep a Spanish plug like pit bull. Being Frank, my BFF, I keep a fist full. A dollar diamonds on my collar and my wrist. Candy apple paint on my red dog. No roof, that's a dead dog. Big
flow. If you think it's something, test it if you wanna know. A lot of niggas out of bumping, niggas say something. And I swear I'm coming at you trying to taste something. 84's fresh, set of old dog meat. Niggas dying, mamas cry when the dog eat. Pissing all in your yard like it's mine, nigga. In a drop dog, smoking kush, flying, nigga. Big bullet with a banger equal bad news. Getting colors in the candy on them glass shoes.
Kinetic kennels. Shout out to Boogeyman and G Mosley. Haters want me out the game, trying to de-rose me. Stay strapped, slab like, yeah, that's how I feel. Red dog, new foes, texting wine wheels. Bad bitch like a red nose shotgun. Never slipping, cause I got guns. Real nigga champion, that's in my bloodline. Six red slabs, single fire, that's a bloodline. Depot the lane like a bullet dog. Pop trunk, park, it got it sounding like a bullet dog.
Fire, there's no need. It says more to kill a man, but don't squeeze.
Yeah.
do it with my bare hands. You want a square dance, I do-si-do on that ass. Never had a problem speaking up, so people act mad. Stunning like I wouldn't turn your neighborhood to Baghdad. Mad cause I didn't call you back, bitch, you can have that. Yeah. I rarely get the rest, a nigga had to take a cat nap. Take a cat nap. Why I'm explaining to you anyway? You don't bring me any pay or bring me anything. Nothing but some half-ass pussy, that shit is getting lame. Your feelings in the way of mine and a nigga can't. I can't deal with the drama, so I'm bucking, so I'm bucking. Roll Rocky as the fucking Denver Nuggets. Denver Nuggets. I just keep it moving where the luggage, where the luggage. So don't ask me why my attitude is fucking. Ain't nobody here for me to feel this, that I don't give a fuck. Music, get it clear. Ain't nobody here for me to feel this, that I don't give a fuck. Music, get it clear. I don't give a fuck. Get it clear. Giving a fuck ain't my forte, forte. More pay, less niggas is the short way. Late night hype talking the foreplay. Nah, I only wanna hit, nothing else. Tell me what you mean you wanna kiss. Unless you talking about my dick, it ain't no use in moving hips. We can fuck all night, but we'll still be broke. No ponder on that thought while I'm playing with your throat. As I contemplate my steps, I realize to keep them close. Cause people out here watching, emulating how I vote. Trying to cast it off as death, but it's the game and how it goes. Knowing this, I counteract by making sure you get exposed. Motherfucker. Making sure you get you. You know I know what's up, brother. You wishing you could do what I've done, what I'm doing, making history of you. Good credit, cold sign. What's the difference in the two? Ain't nobody here for me to feel is that I don't give a fuck. Music, get it clear. Ain't nobody here for me to feel is that I don't give a fuck. Music, get it clear. I don't give a fuck. Get it clear.
Is ruthless. All my cars is goofish. I got bad bitches ass stupid. Rollies and all colors. All y'all hoes is thuggers. Brokrit, Kirko, my brothers. And I share my hoes. Don't love them. I got money on my mind. I collect stacks and dimes. Do both at the same time. Ask Rico if you think I'm lying. I'm getting DDS from two bitches. Traded the old, got new bitches. If I miss them, I got new pictures. Niggas mad, I done hit they sisters. Porn name, Boss Goldie. Every fucking bitch, she owe me. Everywhere I go, they know me. You can't tell me shit, gotta show me. I'm an OG that's getting it. Better hide your hoes or we splitting it. You boys be babysitting it. I'm hitting it, then quitting it.
From the time to hustle, life hard without it. I'm the whole capacity, every car can chop. If you talk and pause, then I'm the hardest side. She's your favorite artist, like a part of pie. You need rap, niggas, so fake to me. You niggas make believe, you niggas can't compete. I'm getting paid to speak, you niggas paying fees. That's some minor shit, ho, this is the major league. Born a little, but I raised a win.
nigga. When you drill your mind, you just can't pretend, bitch, nigga. Bad hoes got them chest to chest. But I'ma buy my paper, I ain't prayin' for sex. I just want the head, I'm like Professor X. It's only UGK shit to bless the deck. I'm Big Steve for real, I resurrect the best. Never sold a drug, but to my show money. Let my partner flip it, call it stretch to check. And I didn't hate us talk shit, but they don't damage none. Her and Trucker really never plan to run. Started with a little trying to manage scrums. Now I'm a six-figure nigga, still I am the one.
Wish they would try to step on my shoes. Did not work too much money, ho. You got me confused with some other guy. Bitch, that ain't me. Bitch, you can get this dick, but conversation ain't free.
Bitch, real niggas from the city represent it all day. On the hustle for that paper, bitch, we bought that all day. Got that tie, we pop that trunk, we hit that spot, we shut it down. Nigga know we bout to kill it every time we come around.
I pulled up in a photo Bentley, but I pulled off in a two-seater. Right. Yeah, I started my career with a nigga named Gary. Ended up with a nigga named Bleeder. New NWA around here. Who got something to say around here? A lot of people invited me, but they got nigga propane. Only one got Joseph McVay around here. I went ham last year, this year I'm going for lay. Another 100,000, that's where I'm going today. Yeah, the cameras flash and they trying to see me and my people. But you and your hoe in the way.
I go in,
then I go hard when I'm in there. I take a run, these other rappers came. My nigga, I'm the guard rapper. Do you really think I give a fuck what these other rappers think? No. Rappers booking shows now, if they ain't getting no more rap money, I appreciate that deposit, cheap. You know you ain't getting that back from me. For the right, I'ma go to another club, if another club got that 10 racks for me. If it's beef, my nigga, just come to my city, get out your shit and just ask for me. I'm a Houston Rocket, a Houston Texan, a Houston Astro, and I'm a Houston gangster. If you ain't gangster, when you come to Houston, better call
me. Where the work at?
Stay on post, don't be friendly again. No, with a beltway, ain't no friendly.
Where the work at?
All my people, that's in the pen.
Just met the plug in here. Gotta get it cheap from my down to get missing. I ain't playing with it, no dixies. I'ma keep it clean like dishes. 28.5 if you fishing. If that price right, we shipping. Both are down in that freight. But y'all lame niggas don't understand that fed accident weight. Squares and circles my shape. Keep the food on my plate. That hard is off of them bells and me and that purple drink and I'm straight here.
Stones, I can't do the clotty. Smoke
smoking on that strong, yeah, you heard the loudest. Blazing one up for the whole H. Road is so fat, look like a paper plate. Walking in the building, bout to kill the stage. Me and Thugger look for hoes, but we ain't trying to play. Where my real player eyes and pimp niggas. Who tell these hoes it's best to break a trick, nigga? But baby girl, I'm not the one. Your fun to thug, gon' get you sprung and make you bring a 100 ton, yeah. I'm getting blunted in the Benz zone. Took it on the road with all my kinfolk. Made it bust the border, toss the endo. But that's what I'ma say, them snitches info. My city put me on, now I ball shots. No bros, it's never bad, she got ball spikes. I pop up looking swaggy with some long socks. Snap back on my mag, yeah, I'm gon' cop. And you just target practice, everybody went no shopping, but they night up on they fashion. He just pulled out that Gucci, now that nigga think he make it. Call up Ryan from that prevay, bring LaVita out and pay.
And then I'm nice enough just to speak. So why they wanna call the police, but they don't wanna say shit to me? That's why I get high in a some bitch. Smoke kush to my lungs sick. Drop drink in my son kiss, then pass out in the driveway. Got a couple bitches that's my age. Got an old hoe and a young bitch. My young bitch got a blonde bitch. I feed them pills like tongue kiss. Blonde bitch got a side bitch. Third wheel, that's my bitch. Little live bitch, certified bitch. She buy shit, wanna try shit. She snort a line right off my chest. Did new splits on my dick. I laugh at her, I ain't mad at her. She try trick, she high shit, yeah. Yeah.
For dollar signs, you know what I mean. If I ain't getting money, then I ain't on the scene. Boy, I'm a real go-getter, and it run through my jeans. A fetish for money, a fetish for cream, a fetish for dollar signs, you know what I mean. If I ain't getting money, then I ain't on the scene. Boy, I'm a real go-getter, and it run through my jeans. I got a fetish for money.
I got a fetish for the Skrilla man, and for that damn. I swear to God, I kill a man. Go by my killers and get bit by a dog. I don't fear, man. It's grown man sitting on play about my dividends. Death got me bent like chicken wings, but I don't give a damn. They told me I don't know how to act. Showed them I got a plan. Mama said, don't cut them no slack. And I'ma get them, man. I'm trying to make it turn like a ceiling fan. Yeah. So what I got a fetish, let me get that. I'm hungry like my belly to my fizz. You niggas feel me, you can smell me in the Benzac. I'm straight up out the oven hot, baked up from Shrizak. Your fresh as potpourri too, boy your swag is see-through. You talk about a lot of shit, but money never see you. But it come to see me, my life of most.
Hello everybody, welcome to the Brad Gilmore Show on Demand. Now I know for the last few weeks, y'all have heard me a lot. Y'all have heard Imani, Motai. We've been getting to know ourselves. I've had a couple people call in. Shout out to everyone who's been on the show. I know last week was an awesome episode with Devon Dudley, Diamond Dallas Page, Queen Charmel, Stevie Ray, and more stars from Reality Wrestling. Go check out that show on Nerdist.com. Search Wrestling Compadres or on BradGilmoreShow.podbean.com. But all that aside, I want to introduce my guest at this time. And you know what? I'm going to be honest. It was hard to get this guy on the phone today. You know what I mean? This guy is the man now. He's been the man, but now more people see that he's the man. I would like to welcome to the first time on the Brad Gilmore Show, On Demand 100.
What's up? What's going down, baby?
What's up, man? How you been?
Man, I'm good. I'm busy. I'm sleepy. But I love it. You know what I mean?
Dude, you had a big night last night, man. You know, I was texting you late at night, and I saw on your Twitter, it was like your record was about to get played on 97.9 The Box, first radio hit, right?
Bro, it's huge for me. I grew up listening to 97. I remember I used to take a tape and put tape on the top of the tape to put it in my tape player to record 97.9 on the air when I was younger.
Oh, bootlegging it?
That's what you want to call it.
That's what it's called.
Playing back later when they're not playing the songs again. 97.9 used to have the dopest mixes, and they were live mix on the air, and you can only catch that while they're doing it.
Dude, I remember those days, man. 97.9 The Box obviously is a Houston staple. Definitely. in the city. You know, it's the radio station. You know, and I know now we have 93.7 The Beat. And it's nice to have two hip-hop stations.
It's awesome to have two hip-hop stations.
But 97.9 The Box is like our Hot 97 in the fact that that's where all the legendary stuff went down.
Definitely. It's the
so how'd it feel like when you were listening to those airwaves and you heard your song? And the song's called what again?
Ain't Mad.
Ain't Mad.
Ain't Mad.
I thought it was Stay Mad. Ain't Mad. You can request it right now if you call in 97.9 The Box.
You can.
We play it here on the show as well.
Turn up.
But yeah, so how'd you feel hearing that on the airwaves?
Bro,
the first
I almost
time?
Cried.
Dude, I would have.
Like, it's amazing.
Oh, my God. I can't believe it. This is really happening right now.
And it went from that moment to jamming. And I was dancing. And I was by myself.
Where were you, in your house?
I was actually working a party. And I made the party promoter tell the DJ, make a big announcement on the air. And everybody went outside from the club to their cars to listen to it outside. I went to my own car.
That's awesome.
So I was in my own car by myself, but it was a parking lot full of people playing a song.
Dude, that's incredible.
It was.
That's incredible.
Like, I needed a video of that, but I was too wired up to stop.
I know, dude. I know exactly what you mean. Like, I love this moment right now. I want to share it with the world, but it's too much going on to even take a picture or anything like that. I mean, that's awesome. That's just such an awesome feeling.
Definitely.
So you can currently still request that.
Oh, yeah.
And shout out to Amir Diamond.
Shout out to Amir Diamond. Shout out to JQ for making it possible.
Nice
song to get played.
97.9 The Box. Look at you, man. You've been on the show back when it was on Local Live and At Night and all that. And, you know, this is your first appearance on Demand.
Yes.
But, man, I remember one time, man, when you came in and you were just getting ready to release Keep It 100.
Yeah.
And, you know, and we broke
that. That's a long
time
ago, huh?
Man, that was a long time. It was like 2 years.
Yeah.
2 years ago. And we broke it down song by song, man. And where you been doing since Keep It 100? Because you haven't dropped a full project till this mixtape, right?
It seems like from the outside looking in, I haven't done anything. Actually, today I went to I got a little distribution player thing which shows all the streams from different places. And Keep It 100 is like at 255,000 streams.
255,000.
I don't know who's streaming it.
A quarter of a million streams.
I haven't been like promoting it or anything, but yeah, I saw that figure today and I was like, wow, amazing.
Man, the internet, man.
The internet is pretty cool.
Internet's a cool little thing.
But I mean, I've recorded a lot. I've actually started like maybe three or four different projects from now until then, and I put a lot of pressure on myself. I think as an artist, when you start getting people who believe in you, you know, that's always the ultimate thing. When you first start out, man, you love it and you hope that it's good enough to be received.
Yeah.
And then once you start getting that, there's a whole nother pressure, like, oh my God, now I gotta exceed these expectations and have to do more. So Keep It 100 doing so well for me. I mean, I didn't just jump in the game and make $1 million, but locally I feel like I was achieving some plateaus. A lot of people started respecting me for my artwork. So from that point on, I wanted to never digress. I wanted to always do better. I always wanted to make more money and have better music and have a better presentation. So I told myself, I'm not going to even put out anything else until I feel like I've succeeded in that. And I've made a lot of songs since then. I've recorded hundreds of songs since then. Had a whole bunch of concepts, but it was always another financial burden in the way, or a life circumstance in the way, or the time wasn't right, or I lost the mood of the concept that I originally started with. It was always just another obstacle. And being a perfectionist like that, I'd rather not put out something that I'm not happy with.
And, you know, it's funny that you said, you know, people probably think you haven't been doing nothing, you know, or whatever. I know, like, as far as maybe even a year ago, you know, if maybe less than that, maybe 8-9 months ago, I remember you calling me and coming up to Debonair Lounge, and we were talking about Field Sobriety.
Yeah.
And all the concepts going into that, man. And
still working on Field Sobriety.
Yeah, I know that's coming, though. That's coming.
It is. That one's going to be out, you guys.
That one's coming. Like, soon. But I just remember, like, hearing about that, and then for a while, it's like, because I saw you a couple days ago, but for a while, it's like I didn't see 100.
Yeah.
You know, you didn't hear from 100 because I knew as an artist, you were waiting, plotting, making calculated decisions, and trying to make that next project. Because Keep It 100, that was hard. That was a hard project.
Yeah, man.
That was hard.
Field Sobriety is like 30 times better than that.
Well, I mean, I believe you.
But. Exactly. And I got a text from another friend recently, and he said, how is this happening? How is this? Because, you know, we got the Live Life experience coming. And then also the 97.9 shows the day before. Also, Houston Press Awards is that same day before. Congratulations to you guys for your nomination.
Hey, we're going
to
talk about that. And what you're talking about is August 7th and August 8th,
yes,
you
sir.
Have shows.
Thank you for
the 8th. I'm actually going to be hosting that at Warehouse Live along with Doe Man, Showstopper, and Dwayne
Wavy. Right. Turn up. So, you know, a lot of things to be promoted all at one time. I got a text and it's like, man, how are you doing this? How are you getting all these opportunities? This is before the radio thing. How are you getting these opportunities and you haven't dropped no project? All we've seen you do is promote your numbers team and then bam, you just pop up. And in my head, to you guys, that may look like that, but to me, I feel like I could turn up at any time.
Yeah.
I feel like
I feel that.
I know I could turn up. I've low-key done it before, not to this degree, but I've reached, you know, people, and I've made impact with my music and my moves. So I know I can do that, but do I want to do that when I'm not prepared with the material? When the material is not something that satisfies me, or after you hear it, you want more?
Yeah.
You know, so that was always in the back of my mind. It has to be done right if it's going to be done.
Man, and you know, it's weird, you know, to you, because you talk about the Houston Press Awards, which was it last year that you won Best Solo Rapper?
No, that was
year before.
The year before, that was Keep 100 this year.
That was 2012. Yes, that was 2012. You won, and then you know, you were the best solo rapper in the city of Houston. And I remember it actually like leaked earlier in the day, and I think I was the first one to tell you. Right,
you were the first.
I texted you, and I was like, "Hey, congratulations." And you were like, on what? I'm like, you won. The thing leaked. And you were like, what? You know, da, 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 da. And like, so how did it feel like winning that award and then now coming to where you are again? Now you're nominated again for the same category, correct?
No, I'm nominated for Reader's Choice. This is I didn't get nominated for Best Solo Rapper. And I feel like that's because I haven't released a solo project.
You haven't had a project come out.
But Reader's Choice was after all the Insider nominations were made, they had an open poll for readers or fans to just pick who they want to pick for any category. And I got selected for that. Actually, I'm the only rap artist in that category. So it's going to be tough to win that. But
if your fans and hip-hop supporters got behind you to get you on the ballot.
Yeah, I mean, I'm thinking positive. I feel like I'm going to win it. You know what I mean? And to answer your question, the feeling of that first time winning was like, I mean, Keep It 100 was the first project to me that I did for you guys.
Yeah.
You know, Legacy of a Legend was for myself. It wasn't really master. It was like a lot of slappiness going on. I would probably wouldn't even listen to that CD now. It meant a lot to me.
But it did get critical acclaim.
It did.
Legacy of a Legend.
It did. Legacy of a Legend. Houston Press awarded it number 28th best album that year.
Yeah.
So it did get, you know, people liked it and stuff like that. But honestly, I never had intentions of that being for anybody but myself. I needed that. Emotionally. And so after I seen that people do receive me well, I said, okay, well, let me do something for the people. And that's where Keep It 100 came in. But even so, like, there's so many artists that have been dropping way more projects than me and way more material and got way more videos and way more help and financial support and all that other type of stuff. I wasn't expecting that. I mean, I knew I had talent and I was hoping that people would like it, but to win that award and also won Best Mixtape that year too, I wasn't even expecting that. It was so many good projects that came out. So I was definitely humbled by that experience and it made me just, my hunger just grew. So here I am.
And now you're here again. And then now, I wanted to touch on something you said a second ago, because it's like people say, how are you getting all the success and all these accolades and you're not even doing anything, right? Or you haven't put a project out. Like, where is this all coming from?
Right.
And it's funny because, you know, I feel like from 2011, from a personal standpoint, we get that stigma too. Someone was like, because we're nominated for Best Rap Group for the Houston Press Music Awards. And someone literally went on our Facebook page today and was like, how is that possible? None of y'all rap. And I was like, well,
They've never listened to your music.
Apparently. But it's like, I also understand, like, some people have told me, like, well, y'all haven't really done much. I'm like, well, we did put out a project less than a year ago, and then we have a new single, which, by the way, is killing. It's called Dance Floor to the Sun. You can get it on iTunes right now. That was a cheap plug, but I'm back to you, 100. But it's like, I understand where that comes from. But it's like, no, I've been out here working, man.
Man, honestly.
I've been doing this.
Houston, to me, is a place where a lot of people only even – I don't even say respect, but only even notice their friends and people that they're business-wise in bed with.
Do you think people just want to stir stuff up and just talk? Because, you know, I saw this thing of the guy from allhiphop.com put out that open letter about Nicki Minaj.
I haven't read that.
Okay, he pretty much was saying that, pretty much called her like a whore and stuff for her new cover for that Anaconda song.
Oh,
have you seen it where she's in the G-string butt out?
Yeah.
What were your initial thoughts on the cover?
That's an awesome cover.
I thought it was an awesome cover.
Yeah, I mean, it could be a magazine cover. It could be, you know, it could be used for multiple purposes.
He said it was unacceptable. And to me, I'm like, well, first of all, you just must not like ass, because that's a very acceptable cover where I come from. But two, it's just like, and I know she did get a lot of internet backlash. And to me, it was just like, this guy just wanted to talk about something.
Right.
No way.
That's how female rap artists, generally speaking, have always been.
Yeah. They've presented their body and their sexual desires and skills, if you will, to the public on rap form. I mean, I just think people just nowadays, man, they just want, let me say something that's going to irritate somebody else
and get my website a bunch of views.
Exactly. Let me get my Twitter page blowing up so I can get some follows and maybe some RTs.
Right.
It's all about the RTs.
Right. Those
Fuck
RTs.
Fuck you if you favorite my shit. I want that RT.
Other people have to know that you like what I say. Don't just like it inside.
Exactly. See, the favorites, that's a way of people getting out. Like, especially if you tweet somebody something and they just hit favorite. That's just like, I don't want anyone else to know that this happened. But I'm acknowledging that I saw it, all right? But
that's,
I'm not going to retweet
sneaky
it.
Sneaky cheeks.
It is. I hate that. I hate that, man. What is that about? You know what? I'm gonna campaign to Twitter to remove favorites.
They don't do nothing.
What do favorites do?
I favorite myself.
You do favorite yourself.
Because I feel like I say things that later I like to go back and say, man, what was that? What was going on with me? You know, especially like if I come up with something, to me, an inspirational thought or quote or something like that, I can use that. And a lot of those words end up being lyrics later on.
That is true. It's funny. Have you ever like gone back on your Twitter timeline, like try to scroll all the way back?
I wanted to, but I have way too many tweets for that.
Yeah, you're way up there in the tweet.
I've been there since like Twitter was like born damn near, so...
And you're at 100, by the way, if people want to follow you.
O-N-E-H-U-N-N-I-D-T, people.
So, but you have a new mixtape out.
I do. Summer Breeze with Slim K of the Chop Stars. And it's jamming. And, like, for real, like.
But it seems like this tape came up, like I heard about it maybe, like, 2 weeks ago max.
Yeah, I recorded the CD in, like a week.
You recorded the whole thing in a week?
Damn near.
Okay, so what was the motivation? Why were you like, because you've been working on these other projects for years,
right?
Not putting anything out, and you're like, you know what? I'm just gonna do this in a week, put it out for the masses.
It wasn't even like that. It's like, okay, Field Sobriety really could have came out this past November.
Yeah,
I had enough songs for it, and I let someone whose opinion I greatly value listen to it, and he was like, these songs, I don't know about doing that in this season. And then as it started getting closer towards the warmer months, then the music definitely didn't fit, because then, like, I don't know, a lot of songs were more cold and more, like, emotional. He's like, bro, like, have fun. Like, this is great. You're killing these songs. You like, your lyricism is crazy. These stories are tight. But, and that affected me because I, like I said, my fear is that everybody feels this, the way this guy feels, which is probably not even true. But I was like, you know what?
It's funny, though, how we as humans put so much value into one person's opinion. Right. I have two or three people to where it's like, if I did something and they said it was terrible,
the world's going
to
feel
like
that.
It's like, oh my God, I'm the worst person in the entire world. I never need to do
anything.
Artists
are some insecure people, bro.
It is an insecure art form. I mean, just entertainment in general. I think if you put yourself out there for just everyone to look at, you know, it's covering up some kind of insecurities you have.
And so, I mean, somebody told me they like my music because I sound naked on songs. Like, I don't hold nothing back. I'm putting out personal information. I'm going way too explicit in detail sometimes, which is a gift and a curse also because it affects relationships. But in doing that, like the other friend said, sometimes you kind of forget the fun part of music.
Yeah.
I want people to have fun and don't just think of me. I remember some of the sentiment from Keep 100. Damn, he's so dark. Like,
yeah. Because he had records like Father's Day.
Yeah, he's always mad. He's not happy with life, and he's sad about his brother every day. And like, damn, I want to hear about something else. And people who know me in real life understand I'm not that person. I crack jokes. I like to party and drink. I like women. I like all the cool, fun stuff that everybody else does. Why am I only being one-dimensional sometimes when I record songs? And it was my thing was I was using that as a therapy. And so I was only going to that dark place when I was recording. I was forgetting to be the same person all the time. So once that happened, I started recording a lot more fun songs. I started getting into, I don't even tell you some of the songs. I want you to listen to the CD. But I started getting into a lot of the songs that became motivation for what Summer Breeze is.
Yeah.
And that's what helped me get to my balance. Okay, so now I can make a song that's for the radio. Keep it 100 times, I wouldn't have even been able to write one.
Yeah.
You know, so it's finding the balance and being happy and still being honest at the same time, which is, to me, going to bridge the gap to prepare you to listen to Feel Sobriety instead of just giving you that.
It's funny, though, because I just want to say this. I have a lot of fun visualizing you naked when I listen to your music. I just wanted to put that out there. I don't know if that's weird or not.
I can see that.
I just wanted to put that out for everyone to know. Okay, so, but Summer Breeze is out. Why'd you team up with Slim K? Slim K, people at Rag Game Show know. Go listen to his episode. But why'd you pick Slim K to team up with?
Well, you know, the Legacy of a Legend was with the homie DJ Candlestick, who's also the Chop Stars. And he had a very personal relationship with my brother as well. We're friends. I see him all the time. And then, shout out. When Keep It 100 came out, we got Chopped and Screwed by Candlestick and OG Ron C. So it only makes sense to keep it with the Chop Stars. And Slim K and I have a bond that's never been displayed publicly. You know, we cool and all that. So he's doing his thing. He's shining. A lot of people like him and his mixes. It just felt like the right thing to do something different. And why not?
It is cool, like, as a Houstonian, because I know 2011, we had a couple of our records chopped up, not slopped up by OG Ron, Candlestick, and Slim K. But like the first time you hear OG Ron C's voice, bro, on your song,
it's amazing, bro.
There's no feeling like it in this world.
I grew
up
to you, bro.
Yeah.
I still listen to FX 22 right now. You know what I'm saying? I have it on my iPod. I listen to it right now.
What's funny is like the mixtape I grew up listening to is mixtape Messiah 1, right?
Yeah.
Chameleonaire.
Yeah.
And there's that whole third disc that's all Chopped Not Slop by OG Ron C. And he has that song with Kanye West and Stat Quo where he drops OG Ron's name. And I'm just like, this is OG Ron C on my record, man.
It's amazing, bro. And OG is still doing it. He's still relevant. He's still getting shouted out with Drake and doing all Drake's records and stuff like that.
Well, you know, now he's OVO G Ron.
I noticed that. They need to go and make Candlestick OVO more. And it's like I said, man, it's just an honor. Like, bro, you've worked with everybody and some of the biggest names in the history of music. And for you to take time out to get on a little old me joint, that's cool. That's super cool. That's something to tell my kids one day.
Definitely. And so then you keep that Chop Star tradition up with Slim K.
Yeah, Chop Stars is a great move.
Oh, it's awesome. They're doing so much good stuff over there. Shout out to the whole Chop Stars movement.
Shout out
but
to
you team up with Slim K, you release Summer Breeze, which, can I tell you something about the cover?
Okay. All right?
Here's the thing. The 2007 Brad Gilmore would hate that album cover.
Why?
I would say, I hate it. It's cheesy. It looks corny. Blah, 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 blah. But
the 2014 Brad Gilmore, 7 years later, I absolutely love that album cover. Word. Because when I see it, it makes me, one, instantly think this, mixtape, fun, awesome. Those are the three words that I came, because it's, because you're not going to confuse it with an album, right, which you don't want it to be confused with.
Correct.
You want people to know this is a mixtape. Two, it gives me that feel of when hip-hop was good.
Yeah, man.
Because to me, a lot of hip-hop now, like, I find myself only listening to stuff that came out a few years ago. Stuff that's coming out now, no offense to anybody, I haven't really been jamming that much. You know what I mean? I'm going to stop that timer. I haven't been jamming that much. And when I saw that mixtape cover, I was like, this makes me feel like I'm downloading The Drought 3 by Lil Wayne.
Man.
And it gave me that old school, not old school, but just back when hip-hop, when mixtapes were the shit.
Yeah.
Remember when mixtapes were just the shit? I didn't care what album you were putting
2004,
out.
2004,
2008 pretty much. And it's just like, you know, I say up until So Far Gone, because right when So Far Gone dropped, that's when mixtapes changed into, we're going to put you album quality, which now, I mean, because So Far Gone is like one of the greatest, maybe the greatest mixtape of all time. Yeah. You know, I mean, it dropped a mixtape, said it sounded like an album.
Right.
But this, when I saw the Summer Breeze cover, I was like, I want to hug 100 because this is what I want a mixtape cover to look like.
I just want to be different, man. I feel like I am different from a lot of my peers. And that's also another gift and a curse as far as being received, but I realized that I have different attributes that everybody else doesn't do or don't say on their songs and stuff like that. So I want to keep that going. And the cover for Keep 100 to me is still like, to me, the livest cover out of all of us.
You got pretty much the cover on your shirt
I do.
Now.
It's still ripping. Still
no,
ripping.
It's a, I mean, I remember that album cover. That album cover is awesome.
Everybody liked it. So, you know, again, it's all going back to the how can I do better than before. Like, for the Feel Sobriety cover, I have no idea what I'm going to do yet. It has to be stupid. It has to be super tight.
It does
tight.
Have to be stupid tight.
Yeah.
So. It has to be stupid tight. So Summer Breeze is out now. You released it July 25th.
Yeah. Well, actually, it came out a little bit later.
July 26th?
It's supposed to be 25th. That's my mom's birthday.
That's my mother's birthday.
Bro, you lie, bro.
That, see, I knew why we got along for some reason. Are you left-handed?
I am left-handed.
Boom!
Boom.
This is why we get along.
Straight up.
Left-handed with her mother's birthdays on the same day.
What's the us?
Huh?
What's the odds?
Well, what are the odds? Now, if you were just white, this would be perfect. No, I'm joking.
But it's okay because you're black.
But yeah, it all works out. So Feel Sobriety's coming when, though?
I want to say September, but I don't want to rush it. I still got some more work to do. And since a lot of these things have been popping off lately, I've got opportunities for some really, really great features that I probably would have never got the opportunity to work with before. And I want to make sure I secure those first, which may push the date back some. Because if I get those features, that CD is 10 times better than it already is. Legends. I'm talking.
Give us a hint with someone. Give us a hint to somebody. Give me a hint, Haunted. Give me a hint, Haunted.
How do I give you a hint without giving it away?
Come on.
I'll just say, I got a song with a Houston legend, and not one that you hear all the time on everybody's tapes and CDs. It's somebody that I grew up on that is still doing it, still relevant, and I'm like amazed that he called me and said, hey, let's do this song.
Is he maybe he's your favorite rapper's favorite rapper? Is that who you might be talking about?
Favorite rapper.
Anyway, okay, we'll leave that one up to the imagination, but it's coming
soon.
You'll find out
soon. Yeah, real soon. This year.
This year, definitely 2014.
Yes.
And it's Field Sobriety, Summer Breeze.
Yeah.
Available where?
Summer Breeze is available on livemixtapes.com. Summer Breeze is also available on Dat Piff. We got the single Ain't Mad, which is available everywhere. Spotify, iTunes, all the digital download sites. And I'm thinking about also putting out a DJ list version of Summer Breeze available.
Oh, there you go.
Because it's a little bit different without the talking and the mixing on there. You know what I mean? But I'm going to let y'all wait for that first.
Well, definitely. Well, 100, you know, I know normally back in the day on the Brad Gilmore show, we'd have 3 hours just to sit and talk about everything in the world. I definitely feel like we have more stuff we need to cover.
Oh, yeah. I'm coming back whenever you
need. If you don't mind, let's do this again next week.
I'm with it.
Let's finish up our conversation. We'll talk more about everything that's been going on. Because it's 2 years since you've been
on
the show.
A whole bunch of stuff that happened since last time we sat down, bro.
So there's a lot to talk about. But definitely. This, I want to get this out right now so people know. Request Stay Mad on
97.9 The Box. I'm trying to get it on 93.7.
93.7, holler at 100.
What's good?
Holler at 100. And where can they get Stay Mad?
You can get Stay Mad. I'm going to put it on SoundCloud.
Okay.
Also, it's just a stream, but we're going to sell that. So go to iTunes, go to Spotify, go to Google Play, go to all the digital download sites. It's going to be available for you.
Awesome. Well, Wanda, we'll talk to you more next week, my brother.
Yes, sir.
But right now, we're going to end this. You follow him at 100.
O-N-E-H-U-N-N-I-D-T, Instagram, Twitter, all that.
All that same thing. Request Stay Mad. Go download that Summer Breeze now. Keep it 100.
Yeah, yeah.
Peace.
Thanks for listening. Please subscribe on iTunes and add us to your playlist on Stitcher Radio. Come tune in next week.